How do you know that you are truly a believer? I mean, anyone can claim to be a believer, a follower of the Lord, but how do you really know that you are what you claim to be? In Romans 12 and 21, Paul issues a powerful command unto us because he lets us know that you know that you're a believer when you know how to pursue goodness to overcome evil. Here's what he says. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Let's be honest, family. Evil is throughout this world. Everywhere we look, we bump into evil. But the mark of one who knows God and lives an unshaken life is that they can do good in the face of evil. When you check out the history of the world that we live in, there are all sorts of destructive evil acts that people have done against humanity. You know about the enslavement of a people for over 400 years, raped, robbed of their name, culture, and religion. But that does not mean that gives us a license to be evil. When we follow these news stories that we see daily, it is imperative that we understand that we cannot allow others' actions to dictate our actions. So how do we make sure that we overcome evil by doing good? Here's what you have to do. Every day, you have to make a conscious decision to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. So who's your leader? Who's your God? Who's your Lord? How do you respond to the actions of humanity when they are downright evil? Remember the old saying says, birds of a feather flock together. So check out who you're flocking with. Here's a few daily choices you should make to let the world know who you are. Number one, pray for evildoers. Jesus commanded this in Matthew 5 and 44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Number two, live a life of light. In the physical world, light always overcomes darkness. Philippians 2 and 15 says, so that no one can criticize you, live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Number three, exhibit a heart of honor. 1 Peter 2 and 15 says, it is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. For you are free, yet you are God's slave. So do not use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone and love the family of believers, fearing God and respecting your King. Number four, trust your trustworthy God. Here's what Paul says. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Hey, family, I want to encourage you today to follow the commands, this powerful statement that Paul gives us. In an evil world, don't you be like the world, but rather let the world see what it looks like to trust your God. Be blessed, saints, and let your light shine. In Jesus' name, amen.